Good morning, New Eden. Today is March 24th, 2024, and this is the Federation Frontline Report. I'm your host, Frozen Fallout, and today we are hanging out with the epic, awesome Samson. How's it going, man?
Good morning, New Eden. Things are doing fine in Samson Land there, Frozen.
Oh yeah, Samson Land. What you been up to lately?
A lot of Helldivers, actually. and recently started streaming again, EVE Online, doing EVE stuff. And if you're in chat now, you may have noticed that my name has changed from Strength in Samson. So that's maybe some foreshadowing. It's changed to Samson Space Pirate.
Great rebranding.
So I will be exclusively streaming EVE going forward, I think.
Nice, nice. Yeah, looking forward to seeing more of the great Samson out there with your comet kicking ass, taking names, showing off your solo gate camping
skills.
So
gate camping skills. People have a lot of hate for gate campers, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, so it's been an interesting weekend so far. I got into quite a few fights that really paid out in the kill board area, which we're gonna do a review of the Galente kill board and kind of just dig a little bit into it and see what kind of action the Galente have been up to as of late. But yeah, we had the Spectre fleet was fucking with goons on Tuesday, trying to destroy their Fortisar in Abazon, and we had
tie-dye in Abazon.
A little bit of tie-dye and a lot of NATOs that were just insta-popping shit
and being insta-popped,
yes, for sure. It was,
you got unlucky.
It was a lot of murder to be had, but yeah, it was easy to get shot down in that. Hey, how's it going, Lucian?
Howdy, Lucian. How's it going?
But yeah, I got on like a shit ton of kills from that, and then joined up with some Spectre fleets on like Friday, or not Spectre. Well, Spectre, I've been kind of, you know, been hitting up a lot of the Spectre fleets, which have been a lot of fun. Actually, there was the fleet commander Rome that happened on Saturday, and
I'm ashamed I missed that.
That was a lot of fun, just hanging out with all the fleet commanders, kind of just flying around, trying to see what we can catch out there with a small gang, you know, not your normal, you know, Spectre fleet usually gets easily up into like the 15 20 30 50 people, 100 people.
50s, I think, is pretty average for Spectre fleet.
Yeah, depending on, you know, the time of day and what day it is, what's going on. But there was just 10 of us that kind of went out and just had some fun in some blingy ships and got a few kills. And then we had the Spectre fleet versus Sedition battleship arranged battle that they had, which was awesome. And I had joined up with the Spectre fleet. And I'm in Galente Militia, so when you join up, you know, with Spectre Fleet, you're open to shooting blues to a certain degree, but I take huge standings hits that could get the corporation kicked out of the Galente if that happened. So I didn't know we were fighting Sedition, so I'd quickly bought up Soda Man. Thank you so much for the follow.
Onzo, huh?
And
you related to Corvus by any chance?
Oh.
They have the same last name. I know that's Squidist or something, but because it's a common squid name. Onzo.
Yeah, so I didn't know Sedition was the one that was coming to fight us in Battleship. I knew it was a arranged battle between another group and Spectre Fleet. And so as soon as I heard that it was Sedition, I was like, shit, I can't participate in this at all. So I was like about ready to, like, you know, get rid of, you know, just jump out and do something else. But then they were like, well, Sedition's outnumbered like insanely. They got like 100 people, lots of people really excited about doing battleship fights. So they got like 100 people, and they were like, okay, we got to get rid of like 20 or 30 of you guys and have you go over to Sedition. And so I immediately just jumped onto Sedition comms and got invited into the fleet. And I actually made it out with my battleship. I was able to survive the whole fight, so got on a shit ton of kills there. There's been some really good fights with the squids in Hadeles and Fliette and Devon and Aboon. Lots of fighting that's happening over battlefields. There was one.
Yeah, we got wabbits now. We got bunnies coming in too.
Yeah, lots of bunnies in that area. Gwen likes hunting wabbits. Militias. I just saw that the militia had won the insurgency. So this
is
another cap or feather in our cap that we have defeating another insurgency. So they have
frogs,
changed up the
frogs
rules.
Frogs win against the bunnies.
I think it was mostly Keldari. I have to say, to be honest, because it was mostly in Keldari space. It did get over.
This is a propaganda station, Frozen.
Oh,
how
was,
dare you? That's treason.
If it wasn't
that,
for
what
the
you just said was treason. I'm calling in an eagle on you right now.
absolutely. No,
it was the frogs.
It was
the Federation for
Democracy.
The Federation
did it for democracy to prevent the pirates. It was all of our efforts.
The filthy pirates.
If it wasn't for us. The Keldari didn't even do anything. They did nothing, you know.
The squids are lazy.
I could be wrong. Actually, I think that the I have to take that back. I don't think we've won quite yet. We've got the 7 systems at level 5 that we need right now.
I'm hearing more treason right now.
But we will win. It's, so all we have to do is take down the Fortizar now. So that, or the, not Fortizar, whatever the anchorage or whatever that they have.
Is there anchoring?
It's their station, basically.
The FOB?
The FOB, that's it, yes.
Yeah.
Forward Operational Base. It's going to be...
Forward Operational Buddies.
Yes, Lucian, FOB. So the FOB still needs to be taken down, but the pirates, the Garistas, have to capture, like, 7 more systems or something, because every time that they win an insurgency, the amount of systems they have to take goes up, while ours doesn't. So once we hit 7, their FOB is vulnerable, and now they need to take like 7 more or something like that in order to match us. So we'll see how that goes. I'm excited to see maybe if I can get in on that FOB fight. We'll see when the timers are for that.
Yeah, I'll try to get on that too, because I've been lagging here.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, things have been lots of fighting, lots of death and destruction. I think I'm at the highest amount of kills that I've ever had in 1 month, and the month isn't even over. I just busted 500 kills for the month, and I just busted 10,000 kills altogether. My
all career. Over the Kaldari's face, neck, and chest.
So it was. It was quite a week for me. Had a lot of murder that needed to be done and got it done. So,
this is what happens when I take a week off.
Yeah,
killing, man. What the hell?
Yeah, you got to kick up your numbers, man. You're lagging behind. You got a few, but not enough this week.
It's that's rookie sure. numbers.
Rookie numbers for sure. So, do you want to go ahead and pull up the Galente killboard, though? Let's do a little review here and see what's going. How the Galente doing this week, and what's the top 7? The top 10 for the different categories that we have. So, just kind
Alrighty.
Of looking at this here, we've got 725 characters that are either dying or. Killing, you know, either some of them don't have kills, but over 228 corporations that are participating with the Galente, 73 alliances, 246 different ships that have been used in this type in this last week, over 267 systems that fighting has happened for the Galente. Now, of course, this really is concentrated around, you know, Fliette, Hadeles, Aboon, Devon kind of areas where the main concentration of fighting is happening. Due to enlistment, NPSI, and a bunch of other things, there can be a lot of other fighting going on throughout the galaxy. But let's take a look at the top 10 here. So,
top characters?
Yep, top characters. How about you take us through that?
Well, let's see here. There's no surprise here, and this actually number went up by one while we were talking earlier. But Young Puke, one of Sedition's and Gal Mill's top FCs at the top there, Young Puke to 257 kills.
And some loser.
And then next we have Sonic Mulder at 182 kills. Yeah. Lucian Lockhart in fourth place, 151. Lucian. I'm just fucking with you guys. But Lucian Lockhart is in fourth place. Frozen Fallout's in second place, 250 kills. You need to go out there right now, Frozen. We should be gate camping while we're doing the show. Just so that you can, all you need is 8 kills and you can be the top of the kill board. I'm not even joking.
Can you just undock lot. 8 times and I'll just kill you 8 times? And
I mean, we could do that. Not Gwen, though. You can kill Hein. Or no, M. She's M, in a different corp.
She's
corp.
Not even in the Galente, so.
Let's patch your kill board right now. Congrats, dude. Like, I think, because the week's not over either. We still have an hour. Oh, 40 minutes.
Yeah, but this goes off of, this ticks, like, every minute, basically, like, increases and decreases.
Yeah, but when does the next happen? But when the next day starts,
it doesn't change anything though, necessarily. True. Because if I had gotten a kill right now last week,
yeah it's when they definitely drop off. Yeah.
So it's always 1 week as to where you are right now.
So I think we have a goal. We should maybe get out there. But yeah, anyways,
I was number one for like the last 3 days or so. Like
Pixar didn't happen.
Trying to
Pixar didn't happen.
I'll take a screenshot next time.
No, congrats, dude. It's been a while. And you're up there. You got a lot of fucking crazy shit going on. Sonic Mulder in third place with 182. Lucian Lockhart 151. Congrats, Lucian. That's awesome. Sapporo Ichiban 145 kills. Alexander Blessed, 143. Wow, these guys are all right next to each other. Gordon Gecko, 142. Hayton U2, shout out to him. He's in the Notoros Cantina. 126 kills. Juyu, 118 kills. And Honoret Lafisque, 114. He flies to Mergate a lot. Rounding out the top 10.
Yeah.
What do we got there, Frozen?
See him
what do we got there now in top corporations there,
so,
Frozen?
So, Jerkosaurus Rex Incorporated, kicking ass, taking names, of course. That is part of Sedition and Young Puke's group here. 845 kills that they have. They're like just twice as many kills as pretty much any other corporation in Galente right now. We have the Frog Pond, rounding out rank number 2, second in the top 10 here, 423 kills. We have Handsome Millionaire Playboys, I like that name. They're very handsome, they're millionaires apparently, Playboys. I don't know how many Playboys actually play Eve though, so
does Mitten still play, or is he just
no,
like...
not that I know of.
Okay, so yeah, he was the only Playboy, right?
and then some other stupid group, kind of came in fourth place there.
The Federation Frontline Report is on the top corporations for Gal Mill, and it's all Frozen. Well,
not all.
Mostly.
Actually, Corban's been doing a lot of killing lately.
That's right. We brought them back into the fold. They're in FFLR now.
Yeah, they are they were in Federation Frontline, but now they're in FFLR. Coming at 265 kills there.
That's quite a bit then. Wow.
Yeah. No. And if we would have had you murdering, we might have got into like the top step. Got like second place. I could see. So, hey, Sun Tzu.
You mean first place? Because I'm gonna do 500 kills in 1 week.
Fuck yeah, man. And well, I mean, some of ours might match each other.
No, it doesn't ever cease to amaze me that we, you know, are like two or three active players are almost always on the top kill board.
That's because we're some murderers, capacity. Man. We are fucking murderers. Like, that's what all that I do in this game. I've got
the only time that I'm like you, like the only time that I'm not is when I'm not playing. It's like, if I don't play, then I'm not there.
There's two main things I do in EVE. I PvP and I haul shit to the front line or to Abaddon so that I can PvP. I haven't even gone into I guess a little bit. I bought some blueprints recently and built some ships in Hadeles, but I haven't really even been spending my LP. I think I'm at like 13 million LP for the Galente. That's right nuts. Now.
I think I have like 3 or 4 million too now. I need to start doing it because like I can totally just like make a ton of, you know, ships. What's it called? The Comet, the Cat Navy. And the ENI, like just mass really produce ship. Those yeah. And then just fucking and take them out, you know, in fleets and just go crazy with them.
Yeah, no, that's
I made like 30 or 40 ENIs or whatever, and I tried to sell them. You know what happened?
Nobody bought them.
It was December of last year. That's what happened. I was selling them locally in Hade, in the HQ.
Oh, HQ. So did they all get? Did they drop, or were you able to yank them off the market before they dropped? Because I think anything on the market dropped.
I think, actually, no. I take that back. I think I did sell them. I sold them, but then the market got blown up immediately afterwards. So I didn't lose anything, but like. I can't, you know, go to the awesome market next door now and just sell. I guess I can use the NPC station.
The NPC station has been really good, actually. It's been stocked pretty well. It's actually one of the things that I've been doing is kind of moving away from trying to do building up in Yvanger now and building up more in Hadeles because it's the NPC station now. Because I really don't trust and I don't like using player-owned structures.
Yeah, not even our own. Especially not our own, because ours get blown up all the fucking time. I missed the Tauros, though, Frozen. I gotta admit, I miss it. I visited every... So I do every stream. I have a tradition now. At every stream that I do, I have to visit the Tauros at least once. And every fleet that I do out of Yvangir, I visit the Tauros. So... and then eventually, you know, we'll go back. And every time I go in there, I have to salute Mr. Monopoly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I miss hanging out with that guy. That needs to be like.
We should get him back on the show again.
Yeah, we should. We should totally invite him back on. But yeah, so I've been just buying. Like, you can easily put up sell orders to buy all the minerals and all the items that you need in order to build your faction ships.
You haven't got the minerals,
and so it's been like really nice being able to build up a little stock of ships.
Then I should probably start doing that. I can start because I can stock the ships for fleets and then also sell, you know, the excess.
Yep, and you could also, when you're stocking up for fleets, you can just sell those as contracts. And so instead of just, you know, sometimes we love to give away shit get murdered. But
yeah, just start putting them up on contract because I know, like, so, but then it could be an option too because I know a lot of players, you give them an option, a lot of the guys that fly with us especially, and especially for the newer players in our fleets, free ship, go for it.
Right,
but
absolutely.
It's basically like I feel like it's how Spectre Fleet works with SRP. I don't ever request SRP because I'm an FC, but I can. I can totally request SRP
for SRP for Fleet Commander. You have a higher level cap on the ship that you can take out.
Yeah, but I don't because I would rather that go towards helping more people PvP in NPSI.
Right,
and
also you help out our paychecks. You know, when we get paid.
Yeah, we do get paid a little bit. It's more than enough if you just want your own cheap PvP ships, though. So like, but that's the other reason too. Like, I don't ever like. I think I think I was in your fleet last year. Spectre fleet lasted, and I lost my Bifrost almost immediately. We killed something, but I lost my Bifrost immediately. Like, so I'll SRP that. I was like, I don't want your charity frozen.
Yeah. Fuck you.
It was worth like the entire fleet. I was like, I don't want your fucking charity.
Yeah, because we need batteries. It's like, yeah, bring one expensive ship that's worth more than the entire fleet.
And I fucked up. I mean, we got it. We got the kill. It was a Scythe fleet issue, I think. Or no, Stabber fleet. It was a Stabber fleet issue. That was a big mistake on my part. There's no way I was going to be able to hold a Stabber fleet issue. But, I mean, I did it, though. Without dying.
Yeah, I did kill it, though. So enough to get us in there. But, yeah, that Stabber fleet issues are
we were You were doing the top corporations. And we so got off we are on a little bit of a tangent.
We are at, so fifth place.
I think you're, by the way, Frozen, you're clipping a little bit, I think, because you're getting really loud.
Oh, am I? Okay.
Yeah.
I do have it for the stream. I am actually quieter than what you would hear, like half as quiet.
Yeah, I know, but when you talk, I hear like, you know how it sounds when it starts to crack?
Yeah.
Like when you peak on the audio, that's what I'm hearing.
On the stream. But yeah, if anybody's listening, you know, let me know if I am cracking. But I shouldn't be reaching.
I mean, you're cracking, but always cracking.
I'm always cracking. So, Los Valentos, Valentos D. Kenny at 263.
And that's all Killer Rasta.
Oh, yeah.
That's all Killer Rasta.
Killer Rasta is badass.
Killer Rasta is Los Valentos de Kenny.
And then we've got Did He Say Jump? Very
fuck, I jumped. God damn it.
Now,
damn
why
it.
Did you say that?
You fucking said it. It wasn't me.
I don't know. Why'd you put it on the screen?
You said did you said jump.
No, I'm not saying jump. Did he say jump? I said did he say jump? I didn't say jump.
No, all I heard was jump, Frozen. That is all I heard.
We've got them at 260 at sixth place. Fliette Pizza Delivery, 254 kills, 7th place.
I want to know if they have vegan options now because of my lactose intolerance. I haven't ordered from them in a long time. I just want to, you know.
Wonder what kind of good pizzas, you know, I got to get some delivered to Fliette again. And
I feel like they have to have some, like, Michelangelo specials. What is it, like marshmallows and peanut butter or whatever, fucking Ninja Turtle styles.
There we go. I like that. Anchovies. Lots of anchovies.
Oh, hell yeah. All the anchovies.
Dirt and Glitter, which used to be a Mimitar organization. Can you click into them real quick? I just want to see.
Yeah, they're the ones that have the salt lady, I thought.
Oh, they're part of Sedition now.
They're part of Sedition. No, Dirt and Glitter. I'm thinking of the other.
Dirt and Glitter did at one point, I know that they were like Mimitar.
Yeah, the name sounds very familiar, but yeah, they must have moved to set it.
Yeah, they must have. Yes. Not sure when that happened, but they're there now, and I don't think that they've been making the top 10 when we've been talking. Amar. Ah, no, okay, so they were Amar, that's what it was. I knew it was the Mimitar War Zone, but Lucian, thanks for the help there.
Ah.
So they've come in.
Lucian's our boots on the ground. Reporter here.
Eighth place, 223 kills. Federation Defense Union, which is the NPC organization that anybody that has enough standings with the Galente could join. Coming out on.
So mostly enlistment.
That is the.
No, enlistment's not. That's not enlistment.
That's different. That's not, yeah, this is.
Yeah, sorry.
This is what happened. So it's interesting.
Enlistment before enlistment.
If you try and enlist and you're part of an NPC corporation and you try doing enlistment, you won't stay in the NPC corporation that's the standard NPC corporation and become enlisted. They switch you over to the Federation.
Okay, so that's. Union. Yeah, so but enlistment would just be for player owned corporations.
Right. And then, of course, the Epic Frog Team 4, rounding out 10th place here for our top 10 at 191 kills. So, what do we got for the top 10 alliances? Who's been kicking ass and taking
the Galente? So, the top 10 alliances, there's no surprise here. In first place, Sedition, 1,181 kills.
Impressive. And twice as many kills as anybody else.
More than almost more. Yeah, no, actually that's very close to being three times the top. It's three times, very, very close. Ribbit in second place with 423 of Essence, third place with 408, and the good old Federation Frontline with 265 kills. Pretty close to Dock Workers, coming up next with 260. Wrecking Machine, 107. Pandemic Horde, fucking enlistees, 91. Pirate Lords of War, 85. I guess more enlistment there. Dead Pixels Inc., 84, because Plow is Plow.
Yeah, Plow is Plow.
And White Squall rounding out the top 10 with 83 kills. Everybody in the bottom here with Plow, Dead Pixels, and White Squall are all very close.
Yeah, no, they're heated competition there.
What are we flying?
We are flying, apparently, the Comet fucking... Federation Navy Comet. Navy Comet.
Freedom. You know what the Fed Navy Comet represents? Freedom. I know I always wear the Popo skin, but freedom. Yeah.
I'm surprised, actually. That's higher on the board than it normally is.
Yeah, and yeah.
Comet. Fuck yeah, says Lucian. I agree. It's a great ship. You can... fit it for really great solo. You can have it be okay for some fleet fighting and stuff like that, like being tackle and stuff like that.
Yeah, it is a solo. It is a beast, a solo beast.
Beast solo, though. And then, of course, we've got the Exeger Navy issue at 416 kills, coming in second here, which, of course, even with the nerf to damage that it took, it is still one of the best PvP ships out there. Can get some good range on it with rails.
Yeah, exact Navy.
Massive amount of damage with the exec Navy if you're doing blaster fit.
Dude, I did that one stream with it was an old Wolfhound from our network days, back in the day when we was with the network, and it was the E and I fit, the dual prop blaster, like 1,000 DPS E and I. And I went into Tama and I saw a rapier with a Sino up. and I was on stream. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to do it. And I flew over there and I killed it. And then Snuff undocked, like, I don't know, 6 blops and killed me while I was killing the rapier.
But you got the rapier, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely got the fucking rapier. Well, it was a good trade like an 80, 90 mil ship for like a 300 mil ship.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then we've got the Catalyst Navy issue with 249 kills. The Cyclone Fleet issue, which is what I've been seeing, Sedition has been flying these quite a bit for their battlefield comp, and it's really nice. It does.
I wonder how close they are. Not to. I know we signed NDAs and shit, but I wonder how close that fit is to. The network's Cyclone fleet.
I think it's pretty similar, it's just a great long range, medium range kind of damage, massive amount of alpha that comes from those missiles. The time delay kind of sucks on how long it takes, and so you do some damage and stuff like that with missiles with big fleets like that.
But also the time delay is something that catches people off guard, right?
Yes.
Like when you hit, when the box turns red and you're like, no, I'm fine, and then all of a sudden, 10,000 damage hits you at once. Oh, I guess I should have broadcasted. Oh well.
Yeah, that's over with. And then we've got the Osprey Navy issue, which actually is not something that we see very high for the Galente usually.
And also not as much even lately, like on the squid side, I haven't seen it as much as it used to.
No, that's interesting. Yeah, it is. The Osprey Navy issue did take a hit to its rapid light missile launcher bonuses, the range bonuses.
That's what it was, that's right.
Or the missile speed or whatever bonuses that it had, so it was a real crazy frig, long range frig killer. Now that's kind of calmed down quite a bit. We've got the Imperial Navy Slicer at 155 kills, And that kind of rounds it out. Besides, the ones that I skipped are all NPCs. Now, these NPCs did have to be joined with a player to get these kills. Even if they soloed somebody, which is extremely difficult for these NPCs to do.
That's like a 1 in 100,000 chance or something that they could solo. But like, those don't really count because, like you said, it would have been like those 150 cruisers. That's, you know, spread amongst all the other ships there that actually got the kills, you know.
Yes, NPCs are fucking kill mail whores, man. They are about whoring on that.
Just whoring on kill mails, man.
So why don't you take us through what are the top 10 systems that the Galente are fighting in today?
So we have here the top 10 systems. Again, no surprise. Hey, die less. Hey, dealies. 904 kills. That is kind of, you know, it's where a lot of Gal Mill is based.
And it's a frontline system now.
And it's a frontline. So... right now the frontline is really. Like that's making a huge difference there. And then of course right next door, Fleet with 560 kills, and then a little further down the line, 528 kills at Devon. And the other way, from Hey Dealies, is 181 kills. That's boom, that's towards the good old crown jewel of Black Rise in the Taurus. Frary, 144 kills. Abazon, 135 kills. That's all frozen.
No, that's all frozen. That would be all frozen or near all frozen.
Oh, no, but the submission thing happened. We had the
battleship fleet that actually would probably... I think that was like 50 or so of those kills come from that Abazon BS battle that happened, like at least. There was a lot.
Then the rest is all frozen on a gate camp.
Yes. I've been, they do their morning gate camps on the weekends. That's been easier for me to get into. I didn't join up with this morning's one. And Saturday we did the Fleet Command fleet instead of the standard one. So, Caroline Lutch, how's it going?
Ugalis, 122 kills. Odo with 112. Nagamanin, which 97, which is also close to that whole area up there. Fleet, Devon, Hadeles. And Abinal with rounding out the top 10 with 80 kills.
Yeah, you can see that the Hakoda Gate has 134 kills.
Yeah, look, see this? That's 135 in Abazon and 134
That missing
this is
one.
All frozen.
Well, okay, so the fight did happen like
on
the gate technically. Like it was on the Fortizar.
Did Viren do another? This is just a normal gate camp. There's nothing else going on. This is just a regular gate camp where we're all in battleships.
No, we all met up on the Fortizar, but the Fortizar is so close to the gate that's the celestial object that it'll say that it happened on. But I know where that one kill came from, and that was a Raven or something, a Raven Navy issue, I think, that came in through
the other gate,
Sed or Seda or whatever.
Yeah.
We're not going to find it. We have to.
No, it. I know. But... I know the name. Shara.
That's it. Yes, Shara. So, and we worked over there.
Exactly when I'm FCing, I was like, well, who do I? I need to get eyes in Hakoda. I have eyes in Hakoda. I need to get eyes in. What's the other one? Shara.
Yeah. But yeah, the one thing that I like about the Galente is even though there is murder that's happening elsewhere in 0.0 and stuff, you definitely, these are the systems to hit up. And I mean, the top four systems are really, that's where the fucking fighting is happening right now for the Galente. So get to Hadeles, hey, die less, try and follow it, but don't listen too much to the name. Just go out and die, murder, kill, do what you can, murder, death, kill. And it's so much fighting that's happening. You just undock and there's just tons of targets out there, fleets to join up with every day, it's been a blast. I'm looking forward to doing more murder every day here. So BTASQ, how's it going? BT. I'm just gonna call you BT Dubs. BT Dubs.
B-task. B-task.
B-task. B-task. But yeah, so we are having lots of fun out in Faction Warfare space. Loving this map that we have, and why doesn't CCP make this map for the entirety of EVE? It would look so cool. The pirate map look like we get this the Faction Warfare map here. So
yeah, the pirate map is terrible.
The pirate map is like one of the worst. It's so stupid.
It's worse than anything else out that they put out there. Yeah.
I'm very unhappy about that. So, BT Dub says that they're getting back into the game slowly. Welcome back to EVE.
Should just jump into the deep end, and actually, I wouldn't necessarily consider Faction Warfare the deep end, but yeah, Faction Warfare, especially...
I'd say that Faction Galente. Warfare for the Galente is hardcore mode. Like, hard.
It, yeah, for
like
the Galente, the I guess, yeah, it is the hardest one, because our numbers are small, but that's why... That's what we got, people like us, where each of us are killing hundreds of squids, you know.
True, yep. Month. I mean, we don't have access to Jitta, but I also don't recommend anybody that's in Faction Warfare to use Jitta, even if they are Kaldari, because...
Don't use any... In Faction Warfare, do not try to transport with your main that is... or with your character that is in Faction Warfare to any trade hub, because there are people that sit outside the trade hub that will shoot you,
and that's what they do. Yeah, exactly.
Blow up your stuff.
The design is to,
because it's a free kill. Like, yep. it's free. Concord's not going to shoot him. So yeah, I don't recommend. Always have an alt for that. Like, that's should be like an Eve saying. Like, there's an alt for that.
Who else got a notification that some random character delivered a catalyst to some wormhole Fortizar owned by a two-character corporation, Galmil FW, yesterday? I did not.
That was an interesting statement.
Wormhole Fortizar owned by some dudes in the Galente, huh? I'm sure that happens. There are definitely wormhole... You did, hey?
He said, this guy.
From DED.
DED, well, that's NPC.
Interesting. That's weird. That's an odd one.
I should probably log into the game at some point. I haven't logged in.
Yeah, maybe you'll have a notification as well. So yeah, so that rounds out the kill board that we're going to kind of look at today. We're just kind of being a little bit more lax today, kind of wanted to look at the kill board, talk about how, you know, things are really, the front lines are right on the front door of the Galente right now. We've only got 15 systems. CCP, I think, does need to make something that having more systems matters to a certain degree. I don't want it to be too powerful of a thing, but...
Yeah, I don't want to swing it to the point where, like, now we're just fucked because we have the smallest faction.
But yeah, but yeah, and we also have upcoming, though, is on May the 4th. May the 4th be with us with this event that we're throwing, is EVE Madtown. We're really excited to hang out with people. We've got a cool-ass pins for everybody who comes. We're going to have some tournaments, surprises. Can't see,
I'm too small.
You're too small. Well, we can change that. So let's do this. Let's make
while you do that,
big.
I'll try to figure out
now
how
you're
to get this
big. Yes, my big rally, you know, cry to Evon or to Eve CCP devs is that they change up the LP store. There needs to be a rebalancing of the LP store. The Galente LP is just not worth it. And comparatively, especially to the pirates. Pirates just smash. They're like three times. Ooh, there we go. Oh, there it is. Don't fucking move.
I got it.
Look how beautiful that looks. That is sexy.
I can't move.
That is awesome. But yeah, so we're giving out these pins to everybody who come. We'll be also planning on going to Vegas to, you know, people that hang out with us. Autofocus is a bitch on both cameras.
For something that close, yeah.
But I talked about, I think maybe was it a couple episodes ago, that we were thinking about a Soul Calibur tournament, but there's no longer Soul Calibur.
Yeah, they took away from IO.
They it was.
You know, do you want to put the banner or the?
Oh yeah, we could do that.
the flyer up.
Eve Madtown meetup here. So this is Eve Madtown meetup.
Well, have your attention.
Saturday, May 4th, 2024, 5 p.m. to midnight. We're going to be hanging out at the IO Arcade Bar. It is a 21 and above event. We're going to be running some tournaments, and then we've got the hands of Samson that is cuddling with the banner here. But yeah, IO Arcade Bar is a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to just kind of hanging out with people, shooting the shit, having fun, playing video games, and talking about EVE Online, so... Yeah, anything else that we want to talk about before we wrap things on up here?
I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to Madtown meetup, and we got those pins, and my big face is back on the channel again, so I'm just going to get right up in here.
Let's put it back so it's, you know, a little bit evener. There we go, so.
I can turn this off, too. There we go.
There, now our sexy faces are even.
But yeah, I look forward to the Madtown meetup. This will be the second time that we've done it, and it's a lot of fun. You get to meet people and hang out, and there's actually not as much Eve talk as you would think. We're mostly playing games and drinking, and eating good food. I'm gonna fuck up some pinball machines, man.
Oh yeah,
there's such a good pinball selection.
There's like 15 or something like that, like pinball machines, 14 of them or something. It's like just a whole area that's dedicated to.
Yeah, I love pinball. I grew up on pinball, but you know, yeah. And then, like you said, Eve Vegas. Looking forward to that, and looking forward to streaming more. Eve Online, and I don't know, maybe something's coming. Maybe there's a YouTube channel that might be in the mix here. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some of the guides and ideas that you had for putting up a cool YouTube channel there. So yeah, I'm looking forward to learning about Eve and helping you build videos to teach people about Eve. So. But yeah, I think we'll wrap things on up here. It's a little bit of a shorter episode that we're having here, but lots of good things in the works. We're still on season 2, technically. There's some changes that I still want to make.
We should raid somebody. We got 17 people watching.
We do have a solid amount. Let's take a look, see who's out there for raiding. Mr. Unlucky. He's usually got a lot of cool PvP kind of going
on.
Yeah,
go for it.
Let's start that on up. Thank you all for watching, and have a great day.
Have a good night, New Eden.